Okay, once again, good afternoon. We'll begin our afternoon sessions here for Media Day News Conferences 2024 with Row 5 for Sunday's 108th running of the Indianapolis 500 presented by Gainbridge, starting 15th, making his third Indy 500 start, driving the number 6 Aero McLaren Chevrolet. It's Callum Ilott there on the far right, starting 14th, two-time and reigning NTT IndyCar Series champion and winner of the Sanzio Grand Prix just a couple of weeks ago. In the middle, it's Alex Palou, and starting 13th, currently fourth in the point standings, the NTT IndyCar Series Championship, driving the number 26 Gainbridge Honda for Andretti Global with Kurt Agajanian. It is Colton Herta. We'll start papaya-wise, far end. Callum, start number 3 in the 5. What have you learned the first couple starts that you're now applying to this start?
A lot of patience. First year was a good couple of weeks, but ended a bit on the wrong side, and a big learning curve when you hit the wall here. The second year was tough from the get-go and managed to finish strongly, so the opposite of the first year. And then, yeah, this year has been very, very promising. We've had a lot of speed. It was a shame we didn't get a bit more out of qualifying, but, yeah, it's been a lovely couple of weeks back in the States.
Enjoying race week. Alex, you enjoying race week so far?
Yeah, of course. Every day.
Every day. Tomorrow things pick up. What do you expect plan-wise for you guys tomorrow?
Just try and test the last couple of things we have in our heads and in our test plan to try and see if we can get more speed and more comfortable for the race. 2 hours seems like a lot on different or on our other race weekends, but this weekend it's not much. So, yeah, hopefully we can get a little bit more speed and get ready for the race.
And Colton, 2 hours tomorrow, I'm assuming it could either seem like a lot or not enough, depending on how your car is. How's your car, you think, going into it?
I felt really good Monday, although I feel like it's so weather-dependent here all the time. So, you know, even a dip in 5-6 degrees can kind of turn the car upside down sometimes. So hopefully it's similar to Monday from a feeling perspective. Like Alex said, there's not a lot of time, so, you know, even if the car isn't good, there's not much you can do at that point. So, but yeah, I think ideally the car's good. We do our last little checks, run through some pit stop practice, whatnot, just get comfortable, and then we'll be ready for Sunday.
Good to go for Sunday. All right, questions in person, and those of you joining us on Zoom, we'll try to take your questions, time permitting, as well. Let's begin with Joey Barnes, Madeline, and then we'll go Holly Kane after that. Thanks, Madeline.
Alex, starting with you. Obviously, on the pole last year, pace not quite as sharp as it was this year. So, like, what's going on with that? Like, is it just a matter of everybody else gaining? Have you all lost? What's the deal?
Big difference, obviously, to last year. We don't know. I mean, we don't know if it's that we lost or we didn't really gain, or everybody improved a lot. Obviously, we lost some speed. If you look at the qualifying speeds we had last year and this year, we lost a little bit. On race trim, it doesn't feel as different. But yeah, I mean, it's for everybody in the team that we lost some speed. So we thought we did all the work we had to do to try and be a little bit better than last year. But maybe with the small changes that IndyCar had with the gearboxes, the bell housing, and all that stuff, that just didn't help us at all.
I mean, is it just a matter of, I know you said it feels somewhat the same in race trim. I mean, is it pulling the same? Is it, are you able to suck up on guys the same? Is there any difference in feel for that?
No, I mean, last year we were super comfortable on race, and we were, I would say, it was pretty easy to pass. Otherwise, dropping to 28 or something on, like, lap 100, we were able to make passes and finish in the top 5. I think this year we still are able to pass, but it's not as easy. You need to work a lot more. You need to wait a lot more. We're struggling a little bit more. That doesn't mean that we're completely off, and especially at this race. But, yeah, we have some work to do.
And then, Callum, coming to you, you know, we don't necessarily know what the plan is for you in IndyCar after this start, so how do you approach this?
Same as every other race, one step at a time, and, yeah, there is no plan after this, so this could be my last event for a while or ever. So, yeah, I'm just here to have fun and do the best job I can, and like every driver here, win.
But I mean, what's the overall experience been to this point? I mean, do you feel like this isn't a true opportunity for you to showcase what you're fully capable of?
Of course, it's been great. Aaron McLaren have been awesome, and it's the team I've been working with earlier in the year as well, so it's been super familiar. Of course, like anything, you have to work hard to improve and get the most out of it. Like I said, we struggled a little bit in qualifying, more than I expected, but the race car's very good, and we've been working hard to improve that, and Monday it felt great, so hopefully we can continue that tomorrow and on Sunday.
Go Holly, then Chris. Go ahead, Holly.
Sure. This could be for any of the three to answer this, but does there feel like there's a real prohibitive favorite this year heading into the race? People have been fast at different times. Obviously, I know the Penske cars are super fast in qualifying, but do you feel like this is a little bit more wide open of a race this year maybe than in the past?
I think it's always – it's tough to say. Usually there's probably – I don't know. I feel like 10 guys that every year that can probably have a legit chance, and then maybe another 10 guys that have an outside shot. So, I mean, it feels like that. I think there's quite a few guys with really good cars. And part of it is kind of luck of the draw, where you put yourself in and the scenarios. Like Alex last year, right? He's very fast and then gets taken out in pit lane. So, like, anything can happen in this race. It's kind of hard to say exactly.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, it's very different what we've seen on practice days and qualifying days to what the race actually is. Last year, I think we had probably the best cars as a team, and the team didn't win. And Joseph, I think, was nowhere during all practice sessions, race sessions, and qualifying, and he ended up winning. So I think every car that is in the lead lap on the last stint of the race has a chance to win this race.
There's a couple really strong cars, but I have to say the number of cars that look impressive this year seems higher than the last 2 years that I've done it as well. So it does look like a very competitive field, and like the others said, anything can happen. And yeah, I think there's a lot of guys who are expecting to do well.
Chris.
Colton, your car looks very good in the Monday session. How much confidence does that give you going into carb day, knowing that you know you've got a good piece underneath you?
It definitely feels good. But, I mean, overtaking in practice is so different to overtaking in the race, right? Like, guys give you a lot more in practice and make it a lot easier on you. So I don't expect to look like that during the race. I think it's going to be a lot tougher, but I do feel competitive, and I feel good. It still is very hard to pass kind of in the midfield and back of the field. And starting 13th, but obviously we don't need to make that many passes to get to the front, but it is going to be difficult. Luckily, we have a lot of time, and we're mid-pack, so we don't have to force the issue on anything early and really have to put ourselves in a vulnerable position. So we'll just take it slow, and hopefully we can kind of get up to the front and stay up there.
Connor Daly was in here earlier, and Kyle Larson had accused him of stealing his scooter. Has it just been really quiet this year with the bus live, with there not being any like shenanigans going on like it has been years past, or has it just been kept quiet?
I don't think anything's really happened.
Have you done anything?
Not that I know. It's normally you in the mix. I think this year you're a little more relaxed.
Me?
Yeah.
I've never done
at the
anything.
Bus live. Yeah. Like,
you've never done anything.
Yeah, you've done.
Where are we at, Chris? Let's go to the front row here. Madeline, thank you.
Alex, ¿hay una manera en la que puedas describir cómo se siente el auto pensando en la carrera? Porque en general hay un sentimiento en el aire de que Ganassi ha perdido mucho. Y hace unos pocos minutos Scott dijo que no era tan así. ¿Qué es lo que tú sientes como piloto dentro del auto que pueda ayudar a entender un poco cómo es este sentimiento de tener un buen auto para la carrera?
Bueno, yo creo que a lo mejor el sentimiento es así por creo que fue hace dos años, ¿no? Que teníamos cinco coches en el Fast 9 con Jimmy. Entonces, obviamente, hemos perdido. Ahora no tenemos ninguno en el top 10. Así que, obviamente, hemos perdido. Creo que hemos perdido mucho más en clasificación que lo que hemos perdido en carrera. Y además, no supimos, no fue un día fácil para nosotros. Scott tuvo que cambiar el motor. Yo no tuve. Calculamos mal y al final con el pump day que, bueno, el pump, la otra línea que había, no pudimos salir para un segundo intento. Así que yo estoy de acuerdo en que hemos perdido un poco, pero también estoy de acuerdo en que no estamos tan lejos en carrera. Salimos 14 y el ganador del año pasado salía aún más atrás que lo que salimos nosotros. Así que tenemos trabajo por hacer, tenemos cosas por encontrar aún mañana en carrera, pero estaremos ahí luchando.
And Colton, what is the way that you can describe the process difference this year to the past year? Because you know it's like you are very strong, and then something happened, and then at the race you are not in the peak. This time it seems completely different.
Yeah. well, I mean, last year was so different because we qualified so poorly too. We qualified 22nd, so it makes it a lot harder on yourself when you're starting back. So this year, a little bit further up. Obviously, the goal would have been to be further up than even where we are. But you know, we can win from anywhere. So it's going to be a lot more relaxed this year, and don't have to kind of push myself as much through the race, beginning of the race, on the restarts. I have a lot more time to make up time to get to the front. So yeah, it'll be a lot more relaxed, I think.
And one little follow-up. I heard some people said just what you said, that and doesn't matter the way, the point you start. Mm-hmm. But how this can be possible if you have cars?
It does matter. 100% matters. Yeah, you have to take so much more risk the further back you start. On restarts and pit stops, pit entry and pit strategy, you have to take a lot more risks and do something that's a little bit different than everybody, which can help you, but also can catch you out and make you worse off. So ideally, you know, you're in that top five the whole race and you just do what the leaders do. It makes it a lot easier. But if you have to come all the way from the back, you have to take a lot more risks.
Tim May.
Yeah, Alex. Wow, that's loud. Alex, what is your favorite part of the pre-race ceremonies? You've been in for a while now, and each of you guys, just what is the thing that kind of gets to you, or are you paying attention at all, just thinking about the race?
Oh no, I would say my most favorite probably is driver intros. I mean, we're used to seeing this place like this. We've been here for 2 weeks or almost 3 weeks, and it's empty most of the days. And then when it's driver intros, they say your name. It's pretty special seeing everybody. And then I would say the parade on Saturday. It's also one of the best moments, just because you shared more with the family and stuff. So yeah, it's a really special week for all the drivers that get to do this race.
Yeah, and Colton, does it reinforce the fact that this isn't just another race? I mean, how does it get to you a little bit in that regard?
I mean, it, from strategy standpoint and stuff, you try to do the same. So you try to look at it as just another race. Obviously, it's a lot longer, and, you know, it is a lot more important than the other races. So in that aspect, it's different. But I think the way that we go about it on the team side or the driving side is very similar.
For Callum, is there a sense of urgency, knowing nothing's promised past, you know what I mean, for you past this? And how do you keep that in mind and keep everything in focus?
There's no sense of urgency. Like, of course, the race is super long, and there's a lot of strategy to that. And I think for people who try to push too early on, make some crucial mistakes. I'm well aware of what is needed in this race to move forward, and I've got a very good team around me to help that. So yeah, I'm as relaxed as ever. I'm probably even in a better space of mind than I have been before.
We'll take one off soon before we wrap up. Alex, for you, Enrique Naranjo from Marca. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. A question in Spanish for Alex. Alex, te quería pedir si puedes mandar un mensaje positivo a los aficionados españoles que a lo mejor están un poquillo bajos de moral después de lo que ha pasado en Quali. ¿A qué te agarras tú para ser positivo de cara a la carrera?
Bueno, tampoco hay para estar tan bajos. Salimos 14 de 33, así que hemos tenido el coche más rápido seguramente en los últimos 3 años y no hemos conseguido ganarla, así que a lo mejor al tener un coche que es normal, que no es ni el más rápido ni para nada el más lento, pues sea nuestro año. Así que el coche en carrera es mucho mejor de lo que es en quali y tenemos 200 vueltas para adelantar a 13 coches, así que si nos lo tomamos con calma creo que podemos llegar.
Gracias, Alex. Mucha suerte. Thanks, Dave.
Gracias.
Thank you. We have a couple of minutes for one-on-ones for both Colton and Callum. Alex, rather, unfortunately, has to go. Thanks, guys, for being here. Appreciate your time.